Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey, Dover, there you go. I've been looking all over for you. I learned the greatest new game at the bowling alley last night. Want to play?
Yeah.
It's a gambling game now. It's a gambling game. You know, you get some money out. You gotta, it's a gambling game. Okay, now here's the idea of the game. I ask you questions. No matter what I ask you, you have to answer with the word pencil. You say pencil to whatever asker you win.
All I say is pencil.
That's all you say is pencil. If you answer the question, you lose whatever you bet. If you say pencil, you win. You got it?
Okay.
Okay, you got better dollar. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
That's the first question. You say yeah. You can't say yeah.
It's a good
you
game.
Can't say yeah. You gotta say pencil.
Right.
Okay, you go bet another dollar. Okay, okay, okay. Are you ready?
Pencil.
Ah, that's good. That's good. Didn't get you that time, did I?
No.
That's the second question. Okay, it's not a game. It's not a game. It's not a game. Not a game.
Pencil, 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 pencil.
That's good.
$5.
$5. That's why you lost two. This way you get. Okay, here we go. $5. Okay. Are you ready?
Pencil.
That's good. That's good. Didn't get you that time, did I?
Pencil.
What would you rather have, all that money or the pencil?
Pencil.
Yeah, that's good. Take it easy.
Day?
Yeah, usual. How about you?
Oh, it's fine.
Mwah. Hey, that was a great show this morning.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, smells great. What's for dinner?
Chicken, potatoes, string beans.
Oh, great.
What do you want to drink?
That water, it's fine.
So, how do you think our relationship is going? I was just wondering how you thought our relationship was going.
Well, why do I get the feeling that although you're interested in what I think, you're more interested in telling me what you think?
Come on, Peter.
Well, I think it's going great. I mean, I come home, I give you a big kiss, hello. We're going to sit down to dinner. We've had a very nice conversation, and now we're going to eat. This is a good relationship. I can tell by all the festivity in the air that I probably shouldn't start eating yet.
I don't know, Hayden. Just over the past couple of months, I felt that our relationship, in some small way, might be stagnating.
Stagnating?
But not in a bad way.
Stagnating means rotten and smelling. Exactly how do you mean it in a good way?
I just mean that it's not moving. It's not growing.
Well, I don't understand. You and I have had a relationship for 7 years. We've moved. We've grown.
When we were trying to get pregnant, I felt like we were both working towards something bigger. Maybe that was naive. And now it just seems like we, almost like we have separate goals.
We both want to eat dinner, don't we?
Hayden, I'm serious.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, what do you think we should do?
Well, it's not like we have to do something right away. It's not horrible or anything. And the fact is, we can probably take this a day at a time, just try a little harder and see what happens. Or,
oh, boy.
I picked up this brochure.
Oh, boy.
And it just take a look at it.
Close Encounters, a marriage workshop. Oh, boy.
Hey, look, I know what you're thinking. That going to a marriage encounter weekend.
Weekend?
With a few other couples.
Other couples?
And expressing your feelings.
Oh,
is
gee,
like your...
I know
that's your worst nightmare, but Hayden, we had this couple on the show the other day who said that this workshop did wonders for their relationship.
I saw that show. The couple dressed in the matching jogging outfits, and they were holding each other's hands. She was going on and on and on about how close they were, and he's sitting there with a dumb smile on his face like he just had a lobotomy.
I knew you were going to react like this. That's why it was so hard to bring up. Just so you'll know, I mean, it says right in here that some of the people who benefit the most from this are the people who are the most skeptical at first. Listen, don't be surprised if your mate expresses cynicism or even hostility at the prospect of joining our encounter.
Christine, that is a sales pitch. This is just a scam. How much does a thing cost?
Some partners will use any excuse to avoid confronting their problems. Some will even go so far as to dismiss this as a scam and accuse us of only being in this for the money. You can tell them that if at the conclusion of the program they do not feel that they've been helped in any way, Close Encounters will gladly refund your money.
Honey, we can't go to this thing. We're public figures. It'd be too...
Embarrassing. But assure them that the entire program is conducted in complete anonymity. Hayden, I would never ask this if it wasn't really important to me. What do you say?
Well, what does the brochure say? I'll say.
Once your partner understands how important working on your marriage is to you, certainly he or she will wholeheartedly join you on this adventure, because after all, he or she is as committed to the relationship as you are.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Charming, Hayden?
Shh, don't call me Hayden. We're going for complete anonymity here, right?
Hey, Hayden Fox!
Hey, how you doing?
Hi!
Hi.
I'm Herb Spiegel from St. Paul. I am your biggest fan.
Huh?
It's my wife, Florence.
Hello.
It's my wife, Christine.
Hello.
Hi, we're big fans of yours, too.
Oh, thank you.
You guys here for the couples encounter?
No.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Are you here with the Close Encounters group?
Well, why does everybody keep asking me that?
Because there's a 25% discount on your room if you are.
Yeah, we are.
So you are going?
Oh, great.
Great!
Hey, it'll be nice having a friendly face in there when I'm spilling my guts. Could I have my room key?
Hey, Hayden, when we have our break for lunch, why don't the four of us have lunch together?
Herb, leave them alone. They just got here.
Who's talking to you? So hop on lunch.
Yeah, I...
Herb. Why don't we go to our room?
I'm talking to my friends.
They're not your friends. You just met them.
Don't tell me who my friends are. I don't need you to open your mouth.
You don't need me to tell you who your friends are, because you don't have any friends.
That's because they know I'm chained to you.
Well, how dare
you? We'll talk about lunch inside. Okay,
listen,
buddy?
If it weren't for me and my father, you'd still be selling shoes.
Shut up. Would you just shut
up? Don't you ever tell me to shut up.
Then drop it.
A whole weekend, huh? I don't think the therapist will ever get to us.
Hello. Would you by any chance be Hayden and Christine?
I'm Christine. I'm not sure who he wants to be.
I'm David Swift. I'm the founder of Close Encounters, and I'm so glad you could join us. You know, as a therapist, it's very exciting to learn about the problems inherent in a relationship between two very high-profile people.
Well, actually, David, my husband is a little concerned about our privacy. You know, people sometimes have a tendency to enjoy the problems of public figures.
Christine, Hayden, there's one thing I can assure you of, and that is that over the years, anything said in that room has never gone beyond that room. And as close an experience as this is for our couples, chances are you will never see any of these people again.
Christine, this is our sixth time here.
Really?
So trust me when I say be prepared. Whenever Howard and I finish a weekend here, we feel so, you know, charged up that sometimes we don't even make it home. We have to pull into a rest stop, and we don't rest.
And we don't stop.
Ah, welcome, everyone. Ah, it's nice to see some new faces, and especially great to welcome old friends again.
Thank you, David.
You know, I have to tell you that as a therapist, it's especially gratifying to find a couple so committed to working on their relationship that they've come back 6 times. You know what that tells me?
That you're not doing a very good job.
It tells me that a successful marriage is an ongoing process, a changing, evolving adventure in which the journey is all. There is no end.
I was afraid of that.
Now, I'd like to start these seminars by asking each of our couples to evaluate their own relationship. Not in any complex way, but simply, you know, like you're grading a test in school. Howard, Shirley, since you've been here before, why don't you begin?
Honey?
Well, I'd have to say A, David.
Very good. Howard?
I would say A also.
But not A plus, because as good as your marriage is, you should always feel there's room for growth.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Okay, A plus.
Hayden and Christine, how would you rate your relationship?
Well, you know, A minus, B plus. B, solid B.
Okay, Christine?
C plus.
What?
Interesting. Okay, moving on. Herb and Florence?
C minus.
Okay. Herb?
What's the lowest?
Well, I guess an F.
K.
You know, Herb, you're a real jerk.
No, I'm not kidding. This marriage is a K. For kill me. Somebody, please, kill me.
Stop it, okay? Would you stop?
Okay, Herb, Florence, moving on.
Dave, I'd like to go back to B plus.
Howard, without looking, what jewelry does Shirley have on today?
Well, of course, she's wearing her wedding ring.
And her engagement ring.
Never leave home without it.
And she's wearing my grandmother's silver watch.
She gave it to me for our 10th anniversary.
And just below the collar of her coral sweater, she's wearing her sexiest cameo pin.
Oh, Howard.
Oh, God.
Very good, Howard. Hayden?
What?
What's Christine wearing?
You know, pants and shirt.
No. Uh-uh.
Well, let me see. Oh, yeah, sweater and then,
Hayden!
You don't have to cheat, Hayden. I'm only trying to show that sometimes we don't pay as much attention to our partners as we think we do, and we should make a special effort to really look at each other every day, to take each other in and appreciate what we see.
Stupid game.
Now, why don't we all take our seats? One of the problems we have to fight hardest against is our tendency to become creatures of habit. And generally, the place this causes the most problems is in the bedroom. And is the subject couples find most difficult to talk about. Also, in my experience, it's one of the important reasons people come here for counseling. So, how do we all feel about our sex lives? Hayden?
What?
Any thoughts?
Yeah. Why me first?
Well, surely, Hayden, you must have some feelings about your sex life.
Yeah, well, I mean, B plus.
Well, how do you feel about that, Christine?
Well, I, you know, good. You know, basically, okay.
So what you're saying is that you're satisfied with your sex life?
Well, Yes, yes, I think so.
Christine, if you really want to get the most out of this weekend, it's very important that you be honest. If you have something on your mind and we don't talk about it, it's not going to get any better.
No, see, I think she's answered the question, Dave. Why don't you just move on?
Okay, fine. No pressure. We'll move on. Shirley?
We don't have sex anymore.
Christine!
No, I don't mean we never have sex. I mean, well, when we were trying to have a baby, we had sex once a month, you know, just for that purpose. And now we have sex once a month, but I don't even know what the reason is.
Why are you doing this to me?
Maybe because you're not doing it to her.
Hayden, I'm just trying to be honest.
Honest? Honest? You want honesty? I'll give you honesty. I'm leaving. Honestly. Excuse me.
Hayden.
What are you doing to me in there?
Well, I'm sorry, but it's not like we've been able to solve this problem for ourselves.
I don't remember talking about this by ourselves.
Because you're always so uncomfortable talking about sex.
Shh, shh, shh. Well, I'm not going to be any more comfortable talking about it in there. Why don't you just get a billboard? Hayden Fox hates sex. Oh, jeez. Why don't you go sort the mail or something?
I never meant to embarrass you, but this is why couples come here, to try to work out their problems. Now, I don't know whether this is your problem or my problem, but this is definitely our problem, and I don't know what to do about it. And I was hoping maybe we might find some answers in there.
Gosh, well, I didn't know you were so upset about this.
How do you think this makes me feel? Hayden, we go for weeks without being intimate. And then when we are, it feels like an obligation. I feel like you don't find me desirable anymore. And if your pride is more important than addressing this issue, then we have more serious problems than this.
Come on. Come on. We stretched out on a bearskin rug. The fire was crackling and I was overcome.
Okay, Howard, that's good. Thanks. Dave, we have to talk.
Is that all right with you, Howard?
Oh, yes, yes. Of course, David. We all know Hayden has a serious problem.
We're listening, Hayden.
Well, Dave, as you know, my wife and I are going through a difficult time. And the frequency of our relations is just somewhat less than frequent.
And why do you think that is, Hayden?
Well, Dave, I'm tired.
And that's the reason?
I really don't know what the reason is. I don't know. Maybe it's age, or maybe it's because we've known each other for so long that we're used to each other. I mean, that's natural, isn't it?
Christine?
Honestly, he never seems to be in the mood.
Well, how do you know whether I'm in the mood or not?
Believe me, after 7 years, I know. When you're in the mood, it's very obvious. You're very affectionate with me. You kiss my neck, you take a shower before you come to bed.
So what you're saying is that Hayden is the one who usually initiates?
Yes, usually.
Not usually. Always.
Hayden.
No, it's true. I mean, we're being honest here, aren't we? I would have to say that every time Christine and I have had sex in the years since we've known each other, I'm the one who initiates.
Is this true?
I don't know. You know, I don't keep score.
Well, I do.
And the score is Hayden every time, Christine zero.
And how do you feel about that, Hayden?
Well, I'd like Christine to initiate once in a while. It'd be refreshing. It would be more than refreshing. It'd be exciting. But she's not like that. She's very passive. And she can't. She waits for me to make the first move, and I've had to accept that. You know, I gotta tell you, this honesty thing is way overrated. Excuse me. Did you see my wife?
I believe she went outside, sir. Thanks.
I'm sorry you got upset, but I thought that's what you wanted.
I'm not upset.
Hey, Christine. How come it's not okay for me to get mad when you're being honest, but it's okay for you to get mad when I'm being honest?
I'm not mad.
Because I gotta tell you, what I said in there is true. I'm always the one that starts.
That's true.
Well, how come you stormed out here? Whoa.